Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, Mac Williams. As I said to you when we started, you became Ichiro all of a sudden in right field.
I don't know about that. I'm just trying to help the team out.
All right, so what's different as you're getting your evolution here as a major leaguer? And you and I have talked from spring training a few years ago right up to coming up the first time this year. What happens during the year? How do you feel? What's going on?
Yeah, I feel good. I'm getting more comfortable every game. You know, this place is no cakewalk defensively. You know, the wind and really plays tricks on the balls, the way this park's constructed. So, you know, it's fun and challenging. And the more experience I get out there, the more comfortable I am.
Yeah, left field different than right field? Of course, you play both of them.
Yeah, the ball obviously travels a little bit better to left here. So in right, it kind of dies and slices and swirls, and every now and then one will jump. So always got to be on your toes, and Roberto's done a great job of working with me every day and trying to get me more and more comfortable out there. And, you know, hopefully I can continue to be solid.
Mac Williamson with us. See, I thought Samardzija was working with you because you're starting to look like a wide receiver. I mean, you have the dive down pretty well.
I've, you know, just tried to put it all on the line lately. You know, keep balls in front and make the plays. Our staff's really doing a great job of pitching. Bum did a great job last night. PV did a great job on Monday, throwing strikes, keeping guys off balance. And, you know, they're not going to strike everyone out, obviously. So when they put the balls in play, we're doing our best all the way around. Crawford's made some amazing plays. I think the hardest play on Monday was the play Belt made over his shoulder going back. I know as hard as fly balls are and right for him to be going back like that, that was an extremely difficult play. So all the way around, we're just trying to give the guys a chance.
All right, Mac Williamson with us. What about the arm? Now, you had Tommy John surgery. You made a throw on Tuesday night to the plate. I mean, it was a rocket to the plate. I said, wow, the arm looks pretty good.
Yeah, it feels great. It's actually felt great all year this year, which has been nice and, you know, relieving that I haven't had to worry about that. You know, obviously Tony, the therapist, did a great job on my rehab and, you know, do everything, all my maintenance stuff every day to ensure that, you know, it stays healthy, as healthy as it can. And, you know, like I said, I'm just, you know, just try to throw it right through the cutoff and, you know, get to the infield as quick as I can, let them do what they do in there.
Well, an outfielder once told me the job of an outfielder is to get the ball back to the infield as fast as you can. Don't hold it. That's what he told me.
That's right. That's right. So sometimes, you know, the quicker you can get it in, they can make the decision and then, yeah, they can make the plays and be the heroes for that. So that's all I try to do.
All right. Now let's go to the other side of the coin here, and that's the hitting side. All of a sudden, come on, now you're Harmon Killebrew. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. Yeah, no, I'm feeling confident at the plate. I'm feeling really good. I put some good swings on balls that haven't fallen. I think the biggest thing is I'm seeing the ball really well. You know, I feel like I've done a good job of putting good at bats together, not giving away at bats, even if I don't get a hit. I feel like I've worked the count, swung at good pitches, taken bad pitches. You know, last night we had Bum on deck with two outs, and I got quickly down, I think 1-2, and then battled a couple pitches, took a couple pitches, took some close pitches, and ended up getting on first so that, you know, Bum could get to the plate, have the nine hole, get up to the plate with the possibility of them putting in, you know, George there to throw the seventh. So it's little things like that that I think I'm trying to get better at. You know, just to, you can't get a hit every time, you can't control that, but just to put good at bats together and swing at strikes and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, the chips fell where they may in Arizona. And come on, the ball was crushed. I mean, I've seen games down there. How about that one?
Yeah, that felt really good. Obviously, Crawford's been swinging really well, so it's good to see him finally get one that fell. You know, it seems like everything he's hit lately's found a glove. And I was just looking for something over the plate, and I put a good swing on it, and it felt good to get one out. I know the first one barely got out, so it was good to get a couple of the last two a little bit over the fence.
What does everyone say to you? And, of course, the ball was at least 460 feet, something like that. Probably John Miller thought it went further because it was stopped by the scoreboard. They were talking to Mac Williams about the home run in Arizona. How's it feel when you see the numbers go up?
It's cool. I mean, having said that, I'll take 500 home runs that hit the top of the wall and bounce over. You know, as long as it goes over, it counts the same. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, hitting the ball consistently, you know. giving yourself a chance. If you aren't swinging at strikes and not hitting the ball in the barrel, you're not gonna get a lot of hits out that way. So, you know, like I said, I'm bouncing around the lineup a little bit, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and just trying to, you know, put our team in a good position to win. I think we've done a good job of that lately. It's fun to play with these guys. They're all winners.
Come on. You're in the big leagues. It's a great time to be here. Congratulations to you. What are you going to do over the break?
I'm actually flying back to North Carolina, see some family, some friends, and enjoy a little bit of the warm weather on the East Coast. And then hopefully we get to roll again in San Diego once the All-Star break ends.
I think you got a ping pong game on your future, right? With who?
Well, Belt, that's our pregame. You know, we working on our hand eye coordination a little bit. Now we're just competitive, so we go up there and let a little frustration out with the ping pong paddles, and just have fun with it.
Who wins that one?
Depends on the day. I started out pretty hot, but he's got the best of me lately, so it's fun. We have a good time.
Yeah, I get the feeling that he does have the best of you now because he's looking for you. When that happens, you know that someone thinks they got you.
Yeah, he took 2 or 3 from me the other day, but yesterday I got him 3 out of 4, so I think he's looking for redemption right now.
All right, Mac, thanks as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.